Leading the ribbon-cutting ceremony was Karen Carmichael, president of the Downtown Neighborhood Association.
I'm Karen Carmichael, and I'm the president of the Downtown Neighborhood Association, and I'm going to welcome all of you here this morning for the rededication of this space on the northeast corner of our park. So, a little background. This project has been percolating for a few years. So the conversation got started and lots of ideas were tossed around, but just like everything else, COVID got in the way. And we weren't able to pick things up again until early last year. So we've been planning this since January, February of 2022. This is our first city park. It was referred to for a long time as the park or just city park, until one of the women's organizations got involved and lobbied the city council to name it in honor of John Williams, who donated this entire block back in 1884. But it wasn't until 1908 that the women's group finally got the city council to change the name and officially refer to it as Williams Park. So we have been working with the City Parks Department on a partnership grant, a neighborhood partnership grant, and in order to honor the history of the park, you'll see those branded trash cans here and here, and they both say established 1908 Williams Park. The northeast corner of the park also has an interesting story behind it. So when we first started to look at this, all we wanted to do was replace the old concrete drinking fountain. And we were told we couldn't do that because this area of the park was dedicated to someone back in 1981. So that started another journey. That included Rui Farias from the History Museum, Emily Elwood from Preserve the Bird, Phil Graham Jr., former president of the Waterfront Parks Foundation, and with all of their help, we were finally able to get to the bottom of this and figure out exactly what we could do here. So the Parks Department played a big role in this, and you'll hear from Brian Eichler, the superintendent of parks, in a few minutes. He he was the one behind replacing all these pavers and giving us a much bigger wall for the mural and also replacing the water fountain, the drinking fountain, with an ADA compliant pet friendly fountain. Because apparently the original fountain that was designed to take care of animals. So the story here is Esther Wright was a retired woman who moved to St. Petersburg, and throughout the 70s, rode around on her tricycle, feeding the squirrels and the cats and the birds and the seabirds. And when she passed away, her friends got together and started to collect some funds to put a space in the park to honor her, right? So, of course, they didn't raise enough money, but eventually other people got involved, and Phil Graham Jr. again was the person that designed the original space here, right? So when we asked the Parks Department to change this up a little bit, they took the plaque out that was originally in the concrete here, and they put it on a nice stone and remounted it over here. As part of our grant, we also refilled in some of the planters here with some additional plants. So you can take a walk through the park and maybe take a look at that later. Now I want to introduce Deb Primish. She is the artist behind this beautiful mural, and my friend who sat here for 3 weeks painting and engaging with everyone that walked by during those 21 days. Deb?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for getting up early to be a part of this project.
It's okay, keep going.
Keep going. Poor thing.
Just keep going.
Okay. Well, the president of SPDNA, Karen Carmichael, worked really hard and jumped through many hoops to collaborate with various departments within our city to begin sprucing up historic Williams Park to make it a beautiful neighborhood destination. She set the wheels in motion, which began the process. Karen noticed a memorial marker dedicated to Esther Wright near an old drinking fountain. She researched limited sources to uncover the story of a remarkable woman with a humble heart. Once the plan for the park started to take shape, I was asked if I would be interested in painting a mural on the backsplash of the retaining wall around the new fountain. My first thought was, no way, I don't know how to paint a mural. I've never been to art school. I took up painting after I retired from the Air Force, and my dogs became my muses. So I enjoy pushing myself in different directions, learning new things. I've discovered painting allows me to express what I feel. I paint solely for my own amusement. I've developed my own whimsical style, and some people seem to enjoy it. Karen saw one of my paintings on social media and asked if I would be interested in painting a mural. So instead of saying no, I decided to inquire what the project would entail. She sent me blueprints for the project and an article written on December 15, 1999 by the late Scott T. Hartzell from the Tampa Bay Times. It was entitled, Animal Lover Was an Eccentric Victim. After reading it, I felt compelled to attempt to capture her essence on canvas. Her spirit seemed to speak to my soul. I told Karen that I'd consider it. I figured it's just paint, no biggie. If they don't like it, you can always paint over it. In typical Debbie fashion, I scoured the internet and read countless books on how to paint a mural. I painted two 12 by 12 paintings of the concept that I had in my mind, and I sent the photos to Karen, and she showed them to others, and they decided that they liked my style. So I painted the big picture on canvas on a winter camping trip so that Karen could submit it to the city of St. Petersburg for approval. After signing all the paperwork and the wheels were in motion, a lot of hands took part in this project. Once the concrete wall was built, stucco was applied, and then it was sealed. The day that I was to begin, someone with a skateboard damaged the brand new wall. After the repair, I suggested skateboard deterrents, and they were ordered and installed immediately. So everybody's been working on this project. So as I painted, I tried to capture the expressions on the little animals' faces when we feed them. I know my dog's faces all too well. They stare at me as if I owe them money. They're so innocent and they're adorable. So City Park, like Karen was saying, it was founded in 1888 and was later named Williams Park after one of our city's co-founders. Esther Haber was born 10 years later in 1898 in Nehal, Wisconsin. People said that she was an eccentric loner. She was artistic, so I mean, I get that. She even considered becoming a nun. When she left the farm, she attended the Chicago Institute of Art. She opened up studios in Chicago, Boston, and New York City. She married an artist named Raymond Wright, but he was a womanizer, so her marriage failed. She was quoted saying she didn't expect love from any human being. I'm sure she became more of an introvert with time. In 1960, she moved to St. Petersburg at the age of 62. That's almost my age now. After 2 years, she closed her live-in art studio on 4th Street, and she acquired a web shopping cart, as many homeless do, and used her monthly Social Security check of $129 to buy food for the city's animals. She spoke to the animals and she called them by name, so she was mocked and called the Bird Lady. Do any of you have animals? Yeah? Okay, good. I don't know about you guys, but my animals understand me when I speak to them because I take the time to get to know them. They actually have an extensive vocabulary. They certainly know their names and they definitely understand, do you want a snack? Are you hungry? Do you want to go for a walk? So one of my dogs used to say, his name was Winnie, he used to say, Winnie want a wah, wah, wah. You know, so dogs can talk, they understand. He would bump my husband and say, Joe, Joe. And he would call me Ma, Ma, Ma. So it doesn't seem eccentric to me that she could speak to the animals and they would understand her. So Esther certainly was different, and she probably could have benefited from some of the programs that we have today. Maybe this story will open up our world a little bit more to notice people like her and have compassion on them. She was kind-hearted and gentle, and she didn't deserve the cruelty that she faced. She ended up moving to Largo and would ride a tricycle 35 miles round trip to feed the animals in this park. She was hit by a car on US 19, and she got pretty banged up. She ended up moving back to St. Petersburg and lived in several different apartments. But people were so mean and hateful to her. They would put dead, mangled animals on her doorway and spit on her and beat her and rob her of the little that she had. In 1975, a police officer told the St. Petersburg Times that she was mugged more than any person in this city. She had to go to the hospital several times. Someone stole her tricycle, but a local cycle shop provided her with another one. She told the press, I don't dwell on such things, it does no good. So despite all of that, for 20 years, she fed the birds and the squirrels daily. Her attitude was something to behold. Many of you remember the late Charles Perrault. He was a television newsman who had a show called On the Road. Back in the day, in 1974, he did a special on Esther and considered her to be one of his favorites. When I was developing the concept of this mural, I wanted to portray her as a lovely woman with a gentle spirit. I tried to capture her essence. This idea developed quickly. I wanted people to see the love and the excitement the little creatures had for her when she would come to the park with her snacks. It took me 3 solid backbreaking weeks to sit of sitting on the ground before the sun rose and after the sun set to paint this mural. Believe it or not, this was the best time I've ever had here in this city. And I'm pretty active. At first, I had my apprehensions about being here late at night. I even called the police's non-emergency line and asked them to drive by once in a while to check on me periodically. And they did. They would stop and compliment my work and ask about it. And after a while, I was completely comfortable with everyone who stopped by to get a drink from our new fountain and ask about the mural. My reward was the hundreds of people who complimented my work and thanked me for doing it. Even people would drive by, they would toot their horns and tell me good things. Some of the people came by and brought me coffee or lunch. The homeless got to know me, and I got to know them and their stories. Now I know a lot of their names, and I see them now. They used to come and ask me if I wanted a cup of coffee, and they even offered me some of their food. That touched my heart more than you know. One day, a shy lady named Rita came by and told me that I had inspired her to start painting again. I asked her what she painted, and she said that she liked to paint birds. I put some paint on a palette, and I told her to show me what she could do. She had her own brushes. She went and she sat on a park bench back there and for about an hour or two, and then she came back with a page from the back page of a cookbook, full of birds in various positions. She's pretty good. I showed her a spot on the wall, and I told her to paint some birds. Right over here, the white birds. Rita did those. At first, she painted flamingos. I told her, observe the birds in Williams Park and paint those. So she laid on the ground and she painted alongside of me. It was a nice day. And she told me all about her life, and we listened to music on Pandora, and we were singing together and painting and had a good time. And so I painted her name under the birds that she painted. I hope she was encouraged to continue painting. I really enjoyed her company. Another man named Evan, who goes by the name Jonah, short for Jonathan, gave me a silver charm for my necklace, right here, of an acorn to remind me of the squirrels that I painted. It was so sweet. You know, he pulled the jewelry out of his pocket and he said, since you like to paint squirrels, I want you to have this. So That was really sweet, tremendously sweet. So I went to the jeweler across the street over there named Melissa. She used to come by all the time and had her attach it to my necklace. And I saw him the other day and I showed it to him and he smiled. And another man named Tim, he would update me on the landscaping progress and suggest that we have a leaf goat. I didn't know what that was. And he said it was like a vacuum cleaner for leaves. I'm, okay. And I met an Egyptian man named Asher, and he would stop by a couple of times, you know, a day just to say hello and see the wall. And Austin told me about a job that he was applying for, and I saw him the other day, and he said that he got the job. So every morning, they all gathered around here to drink their coffee and socialize before beginning their daily routine. They always waved at me when they saw me pull up, and I really got a lot more from painting this mural than I realized. God opened the eyes of my heart, and now I see more clearly than ever. Thank you, Karen, for giving me a chance to do something for the city and having faith in me to represent SPDNA on such a worthwhile project. You broadened my horizons, and I'm glad I didn't say, no way, I don't know how to paint a mural. I'm glad I learned a new skill, and I stretched in more ways than I ever imagined. When you guys walk by this mural, I hope it brings a smile to your face and reminds you to be kind and gentle to people you normally don't see. Not only does it brighten their world, it softens the ground of their hearts and ours and makes us a better society. We all could benefit from being a little more like Esther Wright. On July 7th, 1980, Esther died at 5 a.m. Our former mayor, Corrine Freeman, promised Esther on her deathbed that the city would honor her. Esther said, "My greatest wish would be a fountain for the animals in Williams Park." A year later, a fountain with a trough was dedicated to her. And today, we dedicate a beautiful fountain area to Esther Wright and her animals. Thank you. Brian.
So now I'd like to introduce the superintendent of the Parks Department, Brian Eichler.
Great job. Thank you, sir. Good morning. Thanks, everybody, for coming. If you don't know Karen, which I'm sure everybody here does, because how do you not? Calling Karen an advocate for this park really doesn't even express the amount of work and time that she does here. And so before I say anything else, I'd just like to give Karen a round of applause for everything she's done here, for being an advocate for this park. You know, it takes people like Karen to really make things happen in the city. And we so appreciate you and your service and your time here. So thank you. I'm excited about this, because what we do in Parks and Recreation is build community. And so bringing people together, common cause, this is something that people will enjoy for years to come. And we can't do it all. And so having people like Karen, the Downtown Neighborhood Association, the Downtown Partnership, is really crucial for our success. And so thank you to everybody who had a hand in this. I'm also excited because Councilmember Gina Driscoll's here, and she has been a staunch advocate for this park for a long time. Gina is working very, very hard to get us the remaining funding that we need to renovate the band shell, which to me, as a born and raised St. Pete native, is really a legacy project that I'm really excited about. And so restoring the band shell, bringing it back to what it was, and then also putting new features in it that will make this band shell usable for events and things that are today is really huge. And so thank you, Gina, for the continued support and success. We're almost there. We are working on the design right now, which, you know, with this structure, there's a lot of moving pieces with it, a lot of things to look at. But we're really excited about that project as well. And so in general and in closing, I just want to thank everybody who was involved in this. Thank you for being here today and your continued support for our Parks and Recreation Department. Again, we couldn't do this without you and your support. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. And thank you for your support throughout this entire process. He still likes me at the end of it all, so that's the shocking part.
How could you not?
All right, so now I'd like to introduce our City Council representative for District 6, Gina Driscoll. Gina.
Thanks, Karen. It is just an incredible opportunity for me to be here with you today and to thank all of you for everything that you do for our city. As a former member and former president of the Downtown Neighborhood Association, this has a very special place in my heart. And as Brian mentioned earlier, I have been a big supporter of improvements of Williams Park for years. And this is just really an incredible accomplishment that you all have done together. Special thanks to Karen, to Deb, and to Brian and his team with Parks. They really did work together so hard to make this happen. And Karen and I have been talking about Williams Park for 2-3 years now, and it is so exciting to see the wheels in motion now and some real improvements happening. This is the type of activity that really cements Williams Park as a place for everyone. And with every cleanup that you do, with every project, with the support that you give for the bigger projects like the Bandshell restoration, we get that much closer to honoring Williams Park and the people who made it happen originally as a place for everyone to gather. So I just want to give my heartfelt gratitude to all of you for this project and for everything that you do to make downtown everyone's front yard and playground. I know that you put up with a lot, especially with things growing. I know you're going to enjoy some coffee at Cordova Index, and they've got a lot of development in the works. Everywhere you look, our city is growing. But projects like this are what's going to keep it special for all of us. This is ours, and it always will be. Thank you for that.
So before we do the ribbon cutting, there's a few more people that I want to thank today. I want to thank the board of the Downtown Neighborhood Association for approving the budget for this project. And in particular, I want to thank Deborah Stewart, who is not here today. Deborah's the events coordinator for planning events, and she planned a lot of events downtown, right close to the park, and worked on fostering relationships with the locations around the park so that we could continue the conversation with our neighbors throughout this process and communicate to the downtown people and the businesses the vision and the purpose behind this project. Also, I want to thank my friend Bill Hoff, who was standing in the back and didn't think I was going to mention his name. He followed up behind Deb with all the little things, and he's always willing to lend us a hand and to also do the research and lend us his expertise for different things throughout this process. So finally, before we do the ribbon cutting, I want to leave you with three things. The work here is not done. The park needs us all.
Local so event coverage on Radio St. Pete, a recording of the ribbon cutting ceremony for the rededication of the northeast corner of Williams Park on Saturday to Esther Wright. Karen Carmichael, the president of the Downtown Neighborhood Association, led the ceremony. Participants included Gina Driscoll, member of City Council, Brian Eichler, the superintendent of parks for the city, and the artist on the project, Deb Primosh.